As happens sometimes in the Arizona legislature, what once was dead has come back to life. A bill formerly known as House Bill 2333 was killed, but found its way back to lawmakers' desks via a strike-all amendment inside Senate Bill 1387. This has neighborhood groups, area mayors like Tempe's Mayor Mark Mitchell, and the League of Arizona Cities and Towns upset since it deals with undoing certain regulations for home-based businesses, including allowing up to 3 non-resident employees in a home, no limits to square footage in the house devoted to a business, and more. Joining us now to explain his group's opposition is Paul Barnes, vice president for the Neighborhood Coalition of Greater Phoenix. And Paul, there are 3 employees and an unspecified number of clients allowed in the house at one time. This seems like a small number. So what is your group's worry here?
Well, it totally changes the complex of a residential property. That's not what it's for, to hire outside employees. And plus which, what happens if there's 5 employees? How do you know that? How do you enforce that? It's a very, very difficult thing to do.
So what is it that you're concerned about happening here if this does go through?
It's an impossibility to enforce some of the provisions they're talking about. We've talked about one of them in terms of numbers of employees, numbers of people coming on the property, on-street parking. That's a very difficult thing to enforce as it is. And it's just not a compatible use for a residential district. The city of Phoenix has responsible business provisions that allow you to operate some of your businesses in a home. Mm-hmm. But it limits the floor space to 25%. This bill has no limit. You could totally use the entire house for setting up a home business. And, of course, the city of Phoenix does not allow you either to have outside employees.
So you're concerned that somebody who lives next door to you could open up a business and turn their home into an entire operating business, and there wouldn't be much regulation to check that, to check the size or the operations.
Well, that's right. And basically, the problem with this bill, one of the overriding problems, is it really transfers a jurisdiction of home businesses from the cities to the state. When the state comes in and steps on that, which is what this bill does, that's not a reasonable step to take. They should allow the control of local businesses to remain with the cities.
So the city and neighborhood groups have worked for more than 6 months to create a sober living and group homes ordinance. Are you worried that this bill, if it becomes law, could circumvent that?
Well, let me explain that. It specifically allows the city to have regulations for sober living, okay? So I'm not concerned about that.
Mm-hmm.
But all the other homes it excludes. In other words, the state would seem to say you could do all these things. City of Phoenix has a 1,320 spacing requirement for group homes. I'm not talking now about sober homes. So the way this bill is written, that would be out the window.
So tell me more about the opposition to this. It sounds like a lot of groups, a lot of mayors, I know Tempe's Mayor Mark Mitchell has spoken out about this, are gathering to voice their opposition. Do you think that you'll be successful in shutting this down at the legislature?
I don't know. There's been, I think there were a total when they started of 4 very similar bills. And 3 of them have been killed. The bill that's coming up at 1 o'clock this afternoon, 1387, is what they call a strike-all bill, mm-hmm. strike-everything bill. It's on the Appropriations Committee meeting here at 1 o'clock today. Do I think we're going to be successful? I certainly hope so. The League of Cities and Towns are against it. City of Phoenix is against it. You mentioned some other cities are against it. Because it just, there's no real purpose for having this bill.
I wonder about the argument about entrepreneurs. So if you want to start a company but you don't have startup money to rent space to do that, why do you oppose kind of allowing those entrepreneurs to start the businesses in their homes and then grow out of them?
Because if you're an attorney, you can operate out of your home. If you're in real estate, you can operate out of your home. If you're talking about an entrepreneur that's in other types of businesses, entrepreneurs have ways of getting money. It's not up to the residential district to support an entrepreneur by giving him rent-free space that has a dissuasory effect on other neighbors.
And you've said that this could diminish the quality of life in residential neighborhoods. Why do you think that's the case?
Well, you could have a whole series of homes like this. There's no spacing limitation. So Mr. Smith wants to do this, so Mr. Jones wants to do it, so Betsy Ross wants to do it. And pretty soon you have a whole neighborhood that has been totally transferred in terms of its characteristics.
So if this bill does pass as a strike everything this afternoon, and if it does become law eventually, do you anticipate any further action? Do you anticipate taking this to court?
We'll coordinate with the city of Phoenix, with our intergovernment people. We'll also coordinate with the League of Cities and Towns and determine what's the best action. But, you know, we're not going into this thing with the thought of losing. And if it gets past the appropriations, then we'll take it to the next step and fight it there.
All right. Paul Barnes is the vice president of the Neighborhood Coalition of Greater Phoenix. Paul, thank you so much for joining us to talk about this morning.
Thank you for the opportunity.